This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, August 5th, brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, Debbie made landfall in Florida today as a Category 1 hurricane and expected to bring potentially record-setting rainfall to Georgia and South Carolina as it heads east. More than 1,600 flights were canceled nationwide by midday today, many of those to and from Florida airports, according to FlightAware.com. One out of every five flights scheduled to leave Orlando International Airport canceled today, just as many incoming flights canceled there as well. Nearly 30% of flights scheduled to depart Tampa International were canceled. High numbers of canceled flights also reported at airports in Jacksonville and Fort Myers. Corn condition declined slightly while soybean condition upticked slightly from the previous week. That according to the Department of Agriculture's weekly crop progress and condition report released this afternoon based on conditions as of yesterday. Corn rated 67% good to excellent, down a point from 68% last week. Soybeans rated 68% good to excellent, up a point from 67% a week ago. Corn was silking on 88% of acres. Corn of the dough stage now at 46% of the crop. Soybeans, 86% blooming, 59% of the crop setting pods. The winter wheat harvest, 88% done. Spring wheat, 97% headed and 6% harvested. Well, farmers are being forced now to empty bins to make room for the pending harvest at a time when commodity prices are moving to multi-year lows. Reluctance by farmers to sell those farm inventories has impacted the bottom line of grain dealers over the last quarter. Growers projected to suffer the largest ever year-to-year dollar drop in farm income for 2024. Producers now said to be looking at ways to trim costs and finishing this year's crops on a much tighter balance sheet. It was a scary Monday that started with a plunge abroad reminiscent of 1987's crash, swept around the world and pummeled Wall Street with more steep losses, fears worsening about a slowing U.S. economy. The S&P dropped 3% for its worst day in nearly 2 years. The Dow Industrial Average reeled by over 1,000 points, or 2.6%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 3.4%. The drops were the latest in a global sell-off that began last week. Japan's Nikkei 225 helped to begin the loss today, plunging 12.4% for its worst day since the Black Monday crash of 1987. It was the first chance for traders in Tokyo to react to Friday's report showing U.S. employers slowing their hiring last month by much more than economists had expected. U.S. Department of Agriculture will make an additional $300 million available through the Regional Agriculture Promotion Program, that to help grow markets for American farm and food products around the world, according to Deputy Agriculture Secretary Sotil Torres-Small in an announcement today. The deputy said access to international markets supports U.S. farmers at home and food security throughout the world. USDA launched REP last year as a part of the Biden-Harris administration commitment to create more, new, and better markets for U.S. producers and agribusiness. Finally, Tyson Food stock jumped today after posting a strong bottom-line growth that beat Wall Street expectations. The chicken business in particular fueled the growth as lower grain costs boosted margins. For the third quarter ended in June, the company posted total revenue of $13.35 billion, up 1% from a year-ago quarter. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. The American Coalition for Ethanol is hosting its 37th annual conference in Omaha, August 14th through 16th. This must-attend event features timely updates on ethanol public policy, market development, board of director training, and more. Visit ethanol.org for event details. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.